How are you?
Man, oh man, oh man, it's going to be fun today. We're going to, I'm going to show you how to ghost somebody and tell you why you should do it. We'll call it something else, but I'll explain that why, so you can listen to yourself today more than you ever have before. Because I've been running into a lot of clients lately, and I'm having to remind them that they do count, that you do matter, and everything around you is, well, that matters too, but you do matter. All right, hang on. It's going to be a fun show today. It's a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Life begins when you move. Yep, that's it. The old take action principle. You got to get on it. Go get her done, right? But then stuff happens. It's usually self-inflicted. Almost everything is self-inflicted. I swear I should write a book called Self-Inflicted. It kind of sounds negative, though, but it's not. It just means I've got the power to do what I want to do. But when you decide that life begins when you move and you're going to keep going no matter what, and you tune into the show every single day, you'll notice there's me and a whole bunch of other people doing the same thing. Come on. Let's turn this into a movement of doing stuff every single day. Nice to have you here today. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. A bit supercharged. Kind of excited. We're about 5 miles from the Daytona International Speedway here where the big broadcast studio is. The Rolex 24 is coming. Then Daytona 500, and then Bike Week. It's going to be a fun couple of months. Can't wait. But I was soaking in the vibe today. I was thinking about you, and I had this feeling that maybe you need a positive boost beyond what I can do with the daily boost. I try every single day to give you a positive. I go, what is this guy talking about? At least give you a smile or teach you something or feel you some energy, whatever it happens to be. But I thought, you know, guy, what can I do to help you just right now, instantly, just become more positive right away? So, and okay, you know it's going to be silly, right? Years ago, I learned a technique when I was taking some acting classes, improv. I learned a technique to kind of get the bugs out, kind of get the stress out of your body. And you see people do this sometimes. Olympic skiers will do it. You'll see them at the top of a hill kind of doing their version of this. I call it, they call it, whoever named it, called it the silly dilly. Here's what you do right now. Now, if you're by yourself, this is great. If not, it's even more fun. I want you to kind of relax your arms a little bit and loosen your body. Just loosen, shake a little bit. And when I say to, I want you to shake your body in a weird, uncontrollable, very erratic way and make this sound with your lips. Do better than that. I don't have big lips. I know it sounds silly, but I want you to try it. And if not now, later, okay? 3, 2, 1, go. I apologize if you're wearing earbuds right now. You should feel a little release of some stress, and you might even smile if you give yourself a moment to think about it. How much fun you just had getting silly. Inside super duper tip, if you have kids and they give you that kid thing today, that kind of, you know, you can do this with your spouse. You can do this with your boss even when they give you that, you know what it is and you just can't break them. Just get them to do a silly thing. Put your hands on the ground. Just do this and you do it with them. Watch what happens. Okay. Had to get all that stuff out of the way. Got to over-deliver here constantly. Give you plenty of stuff in 9 or 10 minutes to blow your mind and have you come back tomorrow. So today, I'm going to blow your mind because y'all been complaining a little bit. Complaining to me, not you, no. The people I get to talk to personally. I talk to maybe 10 people a week personally. Spend some time coaching with them. And they've been saying the same thing. Same thing to me. And I've been saying back to them, you need to listen to yourself first. And it's if they don't even hear what I say. Have you ever thought that maybe the world is going crazy around you and you need to listen to yourself first? Maybe, but how do I do it? I got responsibilities. I got people. I got stuff. My wife turned to me in bed the other day. She goes, you're my people. I thought, oh, it's so cute and romantic. She said, what about me? So I told her the same thing. Listening to yourself first is so important. You're born. You took your first breath. Everything else between now and the time you let out your last breath is all up to you. But somehow we get kind of confused. Somehow there's too much going on in the world.
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
But we need to listen to ourselves first. So growing up, I was pretty energetic. I was very enthusiastic. I was a very excitable child. Nothing's changed, has it? I don't let a day go by without challenging something, usually with my mouth. But there were some responsible humans who raised me, and there's still responsible humans in my life right now who control me, and they taught me a lesson. Remember, they said this to me, and then maybe they said this to you as well. Listen twice as much as you speak. You have two ears and one mouth for a reason. Heard that? Bet you have. Probably many, many times. Probably said it yourself too, huh? Now, today's world is so fast, we are zipping our lips is really critical, huh? You mean I don't have to say anything? Huh? No. But that advice goes to a new level by doing what I call going dark. I started talking about this probably 15, 16 years ago on this podcast. We first got going and people were like, oh, it's so bad, Scott, you can't go dark. And then they did it and they love me. This is not ghosting. Ghosting is like, well, he just didn't text me back. That's ignoring, okay? Although this is a time to do that. This is very much listening to yourself first and going dark. Now, when you go dark, you are still listening to yourself. You're just listening to others less. That's it. You're not putting yourself out in front of people. You're still listening, still caring, still interacting with those people around you, but you've decided to listen to yourself twice as much as anything else. So if you're watching 18 hours of Netflix a day, you got 36 hours of listening for yourself to do, okay? Twice as much. Scott, I can't do that. I can't watch 18 hours of Netflix, then give myself 36 hours of listening to myself. I know. So you're going to have to cut back on that Netflix thing. Seems impossible, though, doesn't it? Googling, Zooming, Netflixing, texting more. But, you know, it really does seem, and not just talking about Generation Z, it seems like all of us has lost permission to think and do for ourselves. The internet went out one day and our phones went out. We wouldn't know what to do, would we? Generation Z would be, what happened? We can't move forward without social approval of those around us, can we? When the exact opposite is true, in fact, it's the thing you need to be doing. So here's the thing about going dark. Extraordinary thing happens when you do this. When you give yourself space to listen to yourself more, your creative mind and talents kind of kick in, your positive energy rebounds, you feel more present, you find more meaning in your life. Going dark means your life is actually brighter and stuff happens. When you take the time to slip away on your own, go dark. So just disappear. Where you been? Oh, I had stuff to do. You're sitting in your room reading a book. You're reading that self-help book you want to read, the one I haven't written yet. You're dreaming about your future. You're setting goals. Maybe you're practicing something you love. I don't know, but you slipped away. Maybe you're writing that big book you want to write. I have no idea what it is. You're doing all that kind of stuff. You slipped away, time on your own. Guess what happens when you slip away? When you just go dark and don't say anything to anybody about anything you're doing, you don't announce it to the world. You don't make a public proclamation about it like everybody says you need to do. Have you ever noticed somebody says, set a big ass goal and then tell the world you're going to do it? Have you ever noticed that the pressure comes on and suddenly you're forced to do it and you freak out and you stress out and you don't do it anymore? Keep your mouth shut. Go dark. Until you're ready to get out there and tell people what you're doing. More likely, if you go dark and pay attention to yourself and really force yourself into time with yourself to do the things you want to do and just ignore the world around you, suddenly, well, first off, most people won't even miss you. And secondly, when you come back, they'll say, where you been? Oh, whoa, how'd you get to do that? Removing yourself from the buzz of the world gives you a new kind of energy. And you can do it without anybody's permission. You don't have to ask a soul to do that. It's built into you. It's automatic. You can slip away. Slip away. What was that? Well, you know what? Actually, just a moment, I was thinking about my daughter with a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old. If she listened to this program, she'd say, no way, Dad, there's no way in hell I can slip away. I said, yeah. You get a lock on your door. You can. The point is this. When you listen to yourself first, because you are the most important on this planet, most important person on this planet, you are that one. When you honor that, you become a better person. You become the person you were meant to be, the person you want to be. I know it's hard. It's hard. One of the best things in my life is I literally get to spend I don't know, probably 80% of my time studying, learning, creating, and the rest of it, I do some work like this, but this is actually kind of creating. I have created a world where everything is good, and yet I get a lot of time to myself and get to think and do the things that really fulfill me, and in return, I get to maybe help you as well. Listen to yourself first. Go dark. All right, visit me in the Facebook page, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. A lot of great conversations going on. I have been popping in a couple of times a day over there. A lot of folks are contributing, a lot of resources, books and things like that popping. It's been a lot of fun. So if you like that kind of thing, like a safe group, a cool group, positive group, we kick anybody else who's not positive. We just get them out of there. If you'd like to, a cool place to come, join us, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.